Good morning. Rescuers are still searching for survivors of a massive explosion at a power plant in the US state of Connecticut. Up to 50 people are reportedly feared dead and dozens more have been injured. It's believed the explosion was caused by a ruptured gas pipeline and the blast was felt up to 30 kilometres away. A new poll's found more people support Tony Abbott's climate plan than the government's ETS. 45% of those polled by Nielsen support the Emissions Reduction Fund, while 39% want an ETS.
If you come up with a plan that puts up the price of things so people cannot afford them, so they have to go somewhere else, quite obviously, you turn people away.
The poll also found Kevin Rudd's popularity has slid 6 points to 60%, ahead of Mr. Abbott on 44%. The Weather Bureau says the torrential rain across Queensland at the weekend has set new records. More than 360 millimetres fell in just 24 hours in some parts of the Gold Coast hinterland. In other news, Iran's announced plans to produce a higher grade of uranium, heightening suspicions it's planning to build a nuclear bomb. And former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin says she's open to running for the White House at the next election, but she hasn't made up her mind. And we'll have more news later.